The perfect way is not difficult. The perfection that is our life is not difficult. An interesting aspect of names, having names, names for ourself, for others, for things, is that with names we begin to think of ourselves, of others, as a solid thing, a solid being, a solidity that continues to exist. Instead of being experiencing now, this experiencing now, or even as a being which is just a stream of experiences. This is about so-called ourself and so-called others, especially others to whom we give names, other things that we give names to. If we hold on to this, we can call solidity, this solid thinking feeling, then people, events, and all sorts of things around us seem to be solid and seem to be fixed as the way we judge them, as what we believe about them, what we add on to them as regards to should or shouldn't, will or won't. This is certainly so when we name them, this person. And if we use the name, use a name which has an emotional aspect, an emotional thought aspect and beliefs that we are connected to, that we hold on to, whether we state them or don't state them. Especially if we don't notice these judgmental beliefs or labels, don't notice that we believe them and react from them, react to the person from them. Then there are all sorts of consequences. Consequences that the likes and dislikes result in our action, in how life seems to us, how we believe they are reacting. The perfect way is not difficult. Just avoid picking, choosing. Just avoid likes and dislikes. Or we could say avoid sticking and holding to the picking and choosing, the likes and dislikes. This is from a text, I think it's 6th, 7th century China, known as Xinxinming, that's often attributed to the third Zen ancestor. Perfect way, the perfection of our life, not difficult. Or we could say it the other way. When we notice difficulties in the perfection of life, then it's useful to notice the picking, choosing, likes and dislikes, judgments that we have about this life, about this person. That seems to be natural for us as this person. In a way, this is our ongoing practice, not to do something, to have some sort of idea, but to notice where and when our reactions, our likes and dislikes, give birth to suffering and harming, give birth to unskillful responses, give birth to, if we say, self and other, since the fundamental truth of this perfection is not to. Not to, what does that mean? It's a good question. And it's a good opportunity to notice so-called to, so-called duality, so-called what ends up being stated in terms of so-and-so is good, so-and-so is bad. When I do that, I've done something not good. I do that, etc., etc. The text says, if you want to be in harmony with the Dharma, with the reality of what life is, just avoid duality. And then there is no place where this harmony, this perfection that is who and what we are, there's no place where it is not. Everywhere, right in front of our eyes, your eyes, everywhere is nothing but this perfection. And yet, we get to notice when we use names, different names, when we get caught up in, and I don't mean just names, but all sorts of descriptors by which we describe or believe such and such person, such and such place, such and such is or is not. That's an important part of our practice, is to notice where that arises, when that arises for us, when that arises as the truth which causes difficulty in our life, as the truth of who they are, what he, she is or isn't, what I am, what the situation is. Those are exactly our wonderful opportunities. Our wonderful Dharma friends to enable us to notice where we're making difficulty in the perfection, the perfect way that is our life. To notice and allow us to be the perfect way that from the beginning we always are. We can't help but be. We can't but be. And yet, our label about the situation, the circumstance, the being, ourself, others, results in very naturally solidifying thinking and feeling and suffering about it, entangling them. This perfect way moment is not difficult. Just avoid picking, choosing, sticking and holding to likes and dislikes. It's especially interesting to notice when we add on, maybe just silently and internally, various labels and beliefs about people that we think about, people that are mentioned by others. Thank you.